Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Dora is with us. What's on your mind?
You had asked earlier for people to call that slept in separate beds from their spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my husband kept waking me up saying that he couldn't go to sleep because I was snoring. So
no.
I said, okay, I'll get a day bed and I'll have another bed to sleep in so I can just go there and sleep. Because once he would wake me up, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
So I got a day bed, and it's a miracle he hasn't woken me up because of me snoring anymore.
Really?
Wow.
That's awesome.
And there is peace in the family.
Yeah, right. You know, as we were talking about this, the thought crossed my mind. My daughter, she has a snoring issue, and it stems from horrible sleep apnea. And so I guess I would just throw this out there for anybody that can cause heart issues and stuff like that. So sometimes snoring is a symptom of something else.
A warning.
Yeah.
Well, my husband, he snores too. And so sometimes he wakes me up and keeps me awake.
But wait a second. Sometimes. But you're more vagrant.
vagrant.
You're the offender, yeah.
But he's mentioned to me about doing the sleep test for sleep apnea. He was actually told by a doctor that he should do that test, mm-hmm. and he's never done it.
So both of you are being stubborn. Did make it a date night and go to the sleep center together.
That's hilarious.
Oh, good grief.
We're going to have a thrilling Friday night. What are you doing? A sleep study? You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Who is this?
Well, this is David.
Well, good morning, David. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just at a request. Could at least give the time and the day.
The time and the day?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Well, yeah, that'd be
Wednesday.
Nice.
So what's the reasoning?
I know it's Wednesday and all that, yeah. But what I meant was, you know, at least the time.
At least the time.
And the date, let's put it that
the
way.
The date. You know. It's July 26th. It's Wednesday. That kind of thing. It's 16 after the hour.
No, what I mean is, but do it over the air, not...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know that. You didn't want me to give it to you right now. You probably have that stuff accessible to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's that was an old radio thing, and maybe people want it back. We do a survey now, or what?
It is an old radio thing, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what time it is? It's 6:30 in the big city, 7:30 mountain, 8:30 central, 9:30. No, what time is it? 9:30 eastern?
We're in too many time zones.
It's just Wednesday, July 26th. Okay. Well, maybe we should make a poll on the website or on
Facebook morning.
Page. Yeah. What do you think? Do you want the time and the day now? I don't know.
Partially
maybe people
cloudy.
Do.
Make a poll. Yeah.
Sure. So why would this help you? I'm just curious.
Just out of curiosity. You know, it's just a common courtesy. That's
common
all.
Courtesy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
We're not being rude.
No, well, maybe we are, okay. Sally. I think I have been all along.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
It's been a common curse.
You're not being rude.
Well, good.
Okay.
Good.
Relieved.
Well, thank you for your opinion. That's good.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Hey, you have a super day yourself.
Oh well,
thank you.
By the way, it's now 6:18 here in the Pacific time zone where we are right now.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, you too.
Well,
you have a great day.
Hey, you have a super day, and God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I think we're having a problem here. I don't even know what time it is.
I was noticing that.
I don't even know what's...
You're just making up numbers at this point.
I am, absolutely. I don't know. Do you want to hear what time it is? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, we got some pretty exciting news, and this is awesome. And it's because of you that's financially support the radio station. God's opened the door for us to buy an FM radio station in Detroit, Michigan, with a massive signal that'll serve the greater Detroit area. We're talking like Canada to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Woo!
A massive monster signal. And we're pretty excited about this. And you can help us get the word out and help us start this new radio station.
This is really fun. So tomorrow and Friday, we're actually doing hosting a two-day fundraiser. And this is the part where you can help us tell a city of about 5 million people, like you said, just huge signal, that there's a new radio station in Metro Detroit. And guess what? It's changing lives every single day.
Love that. So the question is, will you help Family Life Radio get this head start in sharing hope to Metro Detroit with a gift of $250 or maybe even considering a leadership gift to make sure this good news of Jesus goes out to this huge community? Yeah. Just give us a call, 888-888-9976, or click on the banner there that says Hope for Detroit at myflr.org.
If you can go to the website, that would be fantastic. Actually saves the ministry some money if you do it that way. But think about this. The station you're listening to is on the air because listeners in another city put it on the air. And that's what you get to do right now. Isn't that awesome? So, yeah, single gift of $250. If you can't quite do that, whatever God's laid in your heart to give, if you're currently giving to Family Life Radio, thank you so much. Can you add just a single gift on to maybe your monthly giving? That would be great. You know, an extra $100 or $250, maybe that $1,000 leadership gift. Can we get five people to hop on board right now? Will you be one of those? Again, myflr.org and click on the Hope for Detroit banner to help launch this station in Detroit. When Your Way Isn't Working. It's a book that Kyle Eidelman wrote. He's a senior pastor at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky, a very large church. And we found out by talking to him that when your way isn't working out, it's because we've lost connection with God. That when we're connected to Him every day and spending time with Him, that's how things work out. We asked him, how does this affect when you're parenting? Because as a parent, you're looking at how your kids are turning out. Just like with work, everything's about production. But what if you're connecting with God? This is what he has to say.
The challenge for most of us in parenting is the patience of seeing God's way grow fruit. It takes time. And now that I have kids who are aged 25 to 18, one of the things I encourage parents with is trust that as you walk in this with God, that He's working in ways that you can't see, that you can't expect, and it might not be your timetable, but trust His. I think that connection allows you to see parenting as a partnership with God. When I'm focused on production, but I'm not connected to God, I'm putting tremendous pressure on me and a lot of pressure on my kids, which is bad for our relationship. But if I'm staying connected to Him, then I'm starting my day differently. I'm in praying for my kids. I'm asking God for wisdom and for help. My ability to trust Him when they don't react the way that I'm hoping they would. Like, all of that changes. And so connection invites a parenting partnership with God that affects everything. You have to trust that that time you're taking to connect is impacting the fruit that will come in due time.
You know, it's a good point. Your kids aren't done yet. You might have some bumps in the road, or someone has rebelled or whatever. Maybe your kids aren't living for Jesus. Hey, it's not over with. That doesn't mean they won't someday. I mean, I left God for a while and came back.
Same. My mom prayed for me for 14 years before I returned.
Right. So just know that. And by the way, you're raising people that have the ability to make decisions.
Yes.
They can decide what they want to do. That doesn't mean you're a bad parent. Right?
Right.
So
I think that when we take that upon ourselves is when we start straying from where God would have us. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, we should be raising our children in the Lord, but the results are up to Him.
Exactly.
Truly. Yeah. They're under construction, if you will.
Yep. And this is also something that I found. When you have a child that's not living for God, worrying about it doesn't help at all, although I know that's built into parenting. But I've noticed this time and time again, when somebody finally gave somebody to Him, that's when they finally came around. So it's like you're trying to control it. I don't know. What do you think about this? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Family Life Radio. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends sharing some good news to encourage you today. Sarah is with us. What's your story?
I just wanted to share something with you guys that happened to me yesterday. I worked in the doctor's office, and about a year ago, a patient that comes into the clinic came in, and I knew him and his wife of 60 years, and he had told me that his wife had passed away. And he was really broken, and I was broken with him because I knew them both very well. And yeah. I went to my desk and had this rock that looked like a ladybug, and it said on there, "Be strong." And I went to my desk and I took it and I gave it to him, and I put it in his hand, and I told him to be strong, but also to grieve freely, because she was a big part of his life, and that she was home now, and not to worry about her, just to take care of himself. And I hadn't seen him for over a year, and yesterday he came in and was looking for me. I went out to talk to him, and he said, "Sarah, this year has been real hard for me, but I want you to know that that ladybug," and he pulled it out of his pocket, "was the rock that I gave him, that shaped like a ladybug that said, 'Be strong.'" He showed it to me and he said, "This I carry in my pocket with me everywhere that I go, and I've not let it go since the day you gave it to me. And I just wanted to let you know that what you did for me that day really helped me." I brought tears to my eyes because I was having a couple of days where I was feeling, am I doing the right things? Am I helping enough people? Am I making an impact on anybody? And he just gave me that confirmation yesterday that I'm living the way God wants me to live and reaching out to people. And I just didn't know the impact that that one little rock gave him.
Well, now you're making us tear up. What a story. Yeah. Wow.
That simple obedience that day has changed a life forever. That is so beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Really appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a blessed day.
And we'd love to hear your good news. 888-888-9976.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Someone's about to have a backyard concert with Sally's dog. Who just barked. With actually this guy right here. Walked me through fire. All right, we are calling Angela in Phoenix, Arizona. Angela?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kankle Fritz and Friends calling from Family Life Radio.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
I'm great, thank you.
Do you have any idea why we might be calling you?
Possibly for the Nashville trip.
I have somebody to introduce to you.
Hey.
Jordan.
Angela, this is Jordan Saint-Cyr. I'm so excited to announce that you are the winner of the backyard concert.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Won't that be a blast?
I can't even believe it. Thank you.
On top of that, you'll get to tour Mercy Me's studio.
Oh, wow.
A lot to take
I'm
in.
I'm like speechless. Like, it is a lot. I cannot even believe it. I'm so excited, though. Thank you. And I listen to you guys every day, all throughout the day. And something my whole entire family loves your station. I appreciate all that you guys do. And I am just super excited. I can't even believe it.
Well, congratulations, man. Hope I get to go. Kankle Fritz and Friends with you, and it's time for the Joy Report. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. Hey, what's bringing you joy today? We want to hear your story at 888-888-9976. Leah is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, 2 years ago, my daughter and son-in-law lost a baby. Haven't been able to get pregnant since. And then back in January, my nephew and his girlfriend, their lives were both taken.
Oh.
And they left behind a 2-year-old daughter. And my daughter and son-in-law are adopting the daughter.
Oh.
So God has given them a blessing in it all.
Wow. That's definitely good coming out of awful.
Yeah, it really is. This little girl is just bringing us so much joy, filling our hearts with so much love, you can't even imagine.
So I just wanted to share that.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's quite a story.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Praise
well,
God.
Thank you for finding joy in the midst of so much sorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, beauty has come out of that, and it's been a huge lesson to us all of just trusting him, even when it looks so bleak, and you just think, how, you know, why, and all the questions that we ask.
Yeah, I get that. And God is always making good come out of bad. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Hey, we want to know what's bringing you joy today. Maybe it's good coming out of tragedy. It could be anything. Give us a call right now and tell us. 888-888-9976. And thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.